Lord, we thank you and praise you. On the day of your resurrection, we can get together in new life. Lord, we thank you, we praise you. Lord, together we want to bind your enemy, bind all distractions. Lord, we consecrate this meeting into your hand. Lord, we pray for your rich presence with us. Lord, we all want to be one spirit with you. Lord, we want to enjoy you in your word. Thank you, praise you. Amen. Praise the Lord. As you know that now we start to study the book of Romans. And if you have the recovery version, and at the very beginning of this book of Romans, it says subject under the subject, it says the gospel of God. So this book of Romans is concerning the gospel of God. Amen. Now then it says, to make sinners son of God. Amen. To constitute the body of Christ. Amen. Which is expressed as the local churches. So these few lines pretty much tell us the whole book of Romans. So many of many preachers in Christianity called the book of Romans is the fifth gospel. We already have four gospels, right? Matthew and Mark and also Luke and John. And so right after this, we have the book of Romans. And the book of Romans is, the topic is concerning the gospel of God. So someone called this the fifth gospel. And then here, first of all, what is the meaning of this word gospel? What is gospel? Right, good news. So what is the good news we have? The good news is that God wants to make many sins out of the sinners. This is the good news. Why this is the good news? We all know Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, right? And that verse, why it's so important? Because that verse shows us not only we were created by God, and we were created by God according to his eternal purpose. And he has a purpose to create us. And to what? To get another creator to deal with God's enemy, Satan. And we human beings, most of us did not know this, but Satan knew this. Therefore, Satan would try to do his best to do what? To make us sinners. Once he makes us sinners, then we cannot fulfill God's purpose. And we don't know. Satan knew this. And therefore, you have to see that there is a big, big warfare in the whole universe. That is the war between Satan and God. And it's on us. And what is the good news? Oh, the good news is many, many things. First of all, the good news is that the lake of fire was not prepared for us. The lake of fire is for Satan, not for us. But Satan tried to do his best to make us sinners so that we cannot fulfill God's purpose, but Satan want to draw us into the lake of fire to be his companion. And this is what Satan tried to do. But we thank the Lord. The good news is the Lord did not give up on us. The Lord did not give up on these sinners. Rather, God wants to produce many sons out of these sinners. We are all sinners, but God did not give us up. God did not just let us go. Rather, God wants to make us, what? Make us the sons of God. Amen. This is why we have to preach the gospel, to give the good news to all the sinners, regardless how much, whether you think you're good or you're bad, we all have sins. But then, God did not give us up. God still wants to work on us, to gain us, so that God wants to make us sinners to be his sons. Amen. This is the good news. And that this is the gospel. And therefore, we have to see all of us have this mission. Then, in this war between God and Satan, only two sides. Either you are on God's side or you are on Satan's side. There's no middle ground. And so which side are we on? I believe most probably everybody sitting here, we're all on the God's side, right? Amen. And so in other words, regardless whether you like it, you don't like it, this war is going on. And we are on God's side. And therefore, all of us need to preach the gospel. And this is why you can see in the very beginning of Romans chapter 1, and even the first time we cover this is the first 17 verses. And these verses towards the 14th, let's all read Romans chapter 1, verse 14 until verse 17. Okay, let's read it together. This is the what Paul said. Okay, very good. So first of all, Paul said he owed what? He are debtors to the Greeks, represent all the Gentiles. But then, in other words, they are not Jews. So in God's eyes, either you are Jews, you are not Jews, then you are Gentiles. In other words, what Paul tried to say here is that he owe everybody to preach the gospel to them. And Paul was like this. All of us should be like this also. We all should have a feeling that we are debtors to the people around us. By the Lord's mercy, when I was in high school, Brother Lee already gave us very, very strong fellowship. Don't think you study in this high school. Some of the schools I went is the one of the best, and don't think you are in this good high school, then that's for your education. Yes, we do need to have education, but the reason why God put us in that school, nothing else, but just we are all debtors to them. We need to bring all the our schoolmates, classmates to the Lord. So when we are in the senior year, we never have that kind of thought, oh, we'll have graduation party and so. No, we only have one thing, that we preach gospel to all the students in this school. If not, we cannot go. So we all have to have this feeling that we owe all the students, all our schoolmates, classmates, then we have to preach gospel to them. And the Lord really also blessed this kind of burden. And forget about all the other parties, means nothing. But we want everybody, all the students, to learn this. But then, in order to do this, we alone, it's very difficult. We have to practice the principle of the body. So we, at the time when we graduated, because at that time, Taiwan, the first time, all the universities came together to give one entry examination. And if you, if we pass the entry examination, we can get into university. Then at that time, Taiwan, you know, it's a small island. And to face the communist China, it's a big country. And therefore, all the male students, we all have to go through military training. But if we can get into the university, we automatically will be officers. Then we only have to serve 1.5 years. And if we cannot get into the university, then we'll become a soldier. Then you have to serve 3 years. And after 3 years in the military service, then you cannot compete with the current graduates. So many people, after 3 years, students, then they could never pass the entry examination. So then that's why we all were under very heavy pressure. Because of this, all the high schoolers, every day, they have to have two ceremonies. One is to raising the flag ceremony, and another is to lower the flag. That is every day we have to do this. Only we graduating class, and the school said, okay, you don't need to come to these ceremonies. You can use this time to study. We did not use, in the church life, we did not use that time to study. We used that time to preach the gospel. And so my high school had 3,000 students. And they all in the school, they all have to have the military. We all have to learn how to walk and how to run every day. So after they have their lower the flag ceremony, they all have the formation and the march out. And so we just take many, we just printed 3,000 gospel tracts and waiting on the front door. When they come out, then we get just spread to get all the gospel tracts to them. Then at least we can give all of them the gospel tracts. And so one day that we plan to do this, I brought those days we all use bicycle. We did not drive cars. And so I used my bicycle and carry these 3,000 tracks to the front door. But no other brother came. Only I alone was there. And we said, all the young people should be there. But they did not show up. And I heard they already finished the lower the flag ceremony, and they were marching out. My two legs started to shake, and I did not know what to do. Should I run away or not? Just at that very moment, one brother came. This brother, I usually don't think is very good. Because one day, when he came to the young people meeting, and he sat at the front row, but he wear very short pants. And then, when the young people serving ones rebuke him, "How come you came to the meeting wear such a short pants?" And so, then, after the meeting, he turned his head to me. I don't know what is the English word for that. He make a funny face. Do you have a special English word for that? He just tried to make a, just tried to show he's very unhappy with this serving one. And so that means he did not accept this serving one's fellowship. So I always thought this brother is useless. But that day he showed up. Once he showed up, my two legs stopped shaking. So right away, that time, the Lord taught me this lesson. We need to really treasure the principle of the body. Yeah, whether he's the strong or the weak, he still is a brother in the church. So when he came, I thank the Lord. So we two together, we quickly give out all these gospel tracts. So in order to preach the gospel, many times only us alone, then we can preach to them personally. But with many people, we always need to remember the principle of the body. Okay. Now, today I don't want to spend too much time, but I just want to tell you one thing, that is, I hope that all of us to know we all should be involved in the gospel work. Okay. Now then, you think, oh, those brothers, they are strong. Oh, they can preach the gospel, but I'm so weak, I cannot. Maybe wait until one day I become strong, then I will go to preach the gospel. No, that day will never come. Why? Because you remember those two verses, right? What did that verse say? Gospel is the power of God. Never forget this verse. Gospel is what? It's the power of God. Why you are so weak? Why I'm so weak? It's because I don't preach the gospel. The more we don't preach the gospel, the more we become weak. And if you want to be strong, you just go to preach the gospel. The more you preach the gospel, the more you touch the power of God. I always use 911 to be an example. You know that we had 911. And so that time when we had 911, our young people were really depressed. Even though we only had one brother got killed, but that brother is a dear brother, but he, Brother Alex that he died in that. But the other saints, no one was killed in that 911. But then we very quickly we knew our young people is very, very depressed. I don't know how many of you are still here, but because they said, if there's God, how could God allow this kind of thing happen? You see how tricky Satan was. Satan did these things, but then Satan still wants to put the blame on God. And so if God is God, how could he let things happen? Or some other one said, why the Lord did not come in September 10th? If the Lord comes back on September 10th, then you will not have September 11th. Then, so when we saw our young people had this kind of depressing, and so we called a special young people conference. Happened to be that day was a Jewish holiday, so we could call the young people fellowship. And then we just tell them, if the Lord comes back on September 10th, then all those who have not received the Lord's gospel, then they will all be perished. So why the Lord did not come back? Because based on 2 Peter chapter 3, it says that it is not the Lord's delay. It is the Lord wants to give all the unbelievers the opportunity to hear the gospel so that they can be saved. So, therefore, if you are depressed, that's no use. You need to go out to preach the gospel. So then we send all our young people to, not to point one, but we have to 2 blocks away from a 0 point. And that has a square there. So they went there. The young people serving ones went there. And some brothers drove the van, shipped them from here to Subway. And the driver all said to me that, our young people is all depressed. But then when they, in the afternoon, in the evening when they came back, then all the drivers said, they all become different people. Different kind of people. They were so excited. And I had 2 daughters. My older daughter loved the Lord. You don't have to ask her. She automatically she wanted to go to FTTA, full-time training. But my younger daughter does not. Even though she went through all the summer school of the truth, but she did not have heart for the Lord. And so then that day she came to me. She said, I know I have to go, but let me tell you, I will just stand there. I will not say anything. I will not do anything. I said, okay, you just go. And you don't do anything. So you just stand there, okay. But in the evening when the serving woman came back, a number of serving ones came to me. He said, your daughter encouraged us very much. I said, what? I said, she said she just stood there, don't do anything. Then I heard what she did was, I don't know, when they went to the square, then the serving ones started to play guitar and they started to sing the gospel hymns. But then these serving ones, because their hands are all playing guitar and they did not know what to do. I don't know from where my daughter found a piece of chalk. So he used the piece of chalk to write down the words of that gospel hymn. And then he called all the bystanders, let's sing together. And so all the young people serving ones were very encouraged. And so then many bystanders joined us to sing the gospel hymns. And then later, many reporters came. They used their video to make videos. So in the evening news on the TV, our young people were all shown on the news. So all these young ones, they are all excited. So gospel is the power of God. And it is the Lord's mercy that put us in New York. And 911 did not happen anywhere else, but happened here. And that gave us the opportunity to learn this lesson. That is, for us to be really strong, only way is go out to preach the gospel. Amen. Therefore, in our summer school of the truth, that not only we teach them the truth, we also always brought them out to preach the gospel. Yeah. So I think I just say this much concerning. We all need to preach the gospel. But then, I know many of you said, but I cannot go. You know, there's some people, they were born shy. They cannot face many strangers. But you still can participate in the gospel meeting. Today I just gave you three words, okay? Concerning gospel preaching, one is go. We have to go. And the second is to pray. The third is to give. Remember these three words, okay? Go, pray, and give. Now, in order to preach the gospel, we need people to go out. Don't wait the people come. In ancient China, there was a saying that was many 3,000 years ago, and because some of the kings, they were terrible. So then there's one philosopher, and his philosophy is, if you go to fishing, don't use the hook. Just use something straight. Let those fish come by themselves. That shows that you have love. You have love for the fish. And then in Chinese, 愿者上钩, 你要去抓鱼啊，你让鱼自己来. Yeah, if you want to go out to fish and to be a actually that's something related to Buddhism, and so they don't want to kill anyone or any fish, and so they just try to let the fish come to them. Of course, the fish will never come. So today, preach the gospel. We don't wait the gospel friend come to us. Sometimes they may come to us, but then out preaching the gospel, we have to go to reach them. Okay? Even the Lord Jesus go out to reach people. It is not sitting there waiting for people to come. So the first thing is we all need to go. And all those who go, it's like they are the soldiers on the front line. And you need to have the soldiers on the front line in order to fight this war. But otherwise, if no people want to go to the front line, then you definitely will be defeated, right? So the first is we need to go. Now we need to go to preach the gospel and either go out in small groups, or if no other one with you, then you preach. Still need to go out. We still need to have people go out to preach the gospel. So this is what we need to do. Then, how about with those that who are born shy? They could not face the strangers. That's okay. You just pray. We need a lot of people to pray. And whether the gospel preaching is successful or not successful, based on whether we pray or we don't pray. So if you dare not to go out to face the strangers, it's okay. You just pray by yourself, or you pray with the other saints together. The prayer is extremely important. Without prayer, you can go out to have many activities, but you may not have much fruit. And therefore, we need to know that the prayer is the most important factor concerning gospel preaching. And I was told with Billy Graham, when he was giving the message, he had a lot of people in the room pray for him. Not only Billy Graham, many other famous speakers or gospel preachers also have a lot of people waiting or praying in small rooms, and then to support them. And so if you are not able to go out, but at least you can pray. And many times, for instance, sometimes we had the gospel meeting in the evening, but daytime, heavy rain. Sometimes I lost the faith. Oh, with such a heavy rain, and the weather forecast says it will continue to the evening, and should we cancel the gospel meeting or not? But then right away, the Lord reminds us, you need to pray. That's right. Not only I pray, I also get other people pray together. Amazing. After we pray, right away, the rain just stops. This happens very often. It's not just once, twice. And so prayer is very important. And also a number of times it's not in New York, it's somewhere else, and I went to the other places for the conference, and so then there was a sister came from China, and she brought her father to that conference. And once that her father came, when he saw us, the first sentence he says, I will not believe. I will not receive the Lord. I will not be baptized. That evening, the first thing he said, okay, don't think you can baptize me. Okay, then what should we do? Then we just pray. We pray the whole night. Actually, his daughter got a few sisters pray the whole night. They're amazing. Next day morning, her father said, I want to be baptized. And this happened many times. And like just this past Labor Day weekend, we had many gospel friends to different homes, right? Like in Tom Tan's house, he also invited a lot of people. And then one friend came to me. He said the same thing. The first sentence is, I don't want to be baptized. I said, okay. You still are welcome here. But then, before long, he himself came to me. Now I want to be baptized. Okay, then I brought him upstairs to baptize him. But I did not give him baptize him right away. He already jumped into the tub. And then he was ready to be baptized. I said, no. Let me tell you, what is the meaning of baptism? And why do you have to be baptized? Do you realize this is you show that your testimony. Now you're a Christian. And so I share with him, then I baptize him. But anyway, prayer is that definitely is important. And I have mentioned this story before, but I think some brothers and sisters here, your face is not familiar to me. And so let me repeat this again. That was in the first time we have the Chinese Students Conference. That was in 13 years ago. And it's the Lord's doing that we had this conference, but we did not know how many these Chinese students, many of them were studying for the PhD degree, and then how many of them will come. Out of our surprise, more than 100 came. The whole meeting is only 250. But then, not only they came, we thought the first 2-3 days, we just share something, warm them up, then we encourage them to be baptized, not baptized, to consecrate themselves to the Lord. But then, they themselves wanted to consecrate themselves to, and very sincerely, because they said they came to the United States and pursue after the American dream. Then they discover it's all vanity of vanity, all things are vanity. So they wanted to be baptized. So then we realized that it is really the Lord's doing. And so then the few of us that were taking care of that conference, we were, when they were resting, but we were fellowshipping, what should we do? It is really the Lord's work here, and the Lord did these things, so what should we continue? How should we continue? And then, of course, first we realize we have to share them with the truth, equip them with the truth, because the Lord said not only he wants all to be saved, the Lord also said, and come to the full knowledge of the truth. And so we need to equip them with the truth so that they can be the remaining fruit. And then we also encourage them to preach the gospel. And so that time we said, okay, let's hopefully in that year, the coming year, we will have baptized 600, because they have so many Chinese-speaking students. That was right after Tiananmen massacre. So all those college students wanted to come to the United States. United States would give them visa. So many of them came. And so we say, in this 1 year, we want 600 baptized. So we have to pray. And then eventually, after a year, we counted 514 baptized. So Chinese had a very bad habit, always almost the same. 差不多,什么都差不多,什么都, almost the same. Okay, 514 is similar to 600, or about the same. And then 1.5 years later, in Vancouver, invited us to go there to preach the gospel. So we went there. I stayed in the leading brother's home. I took hospitality there, and I just shared with them how the Lord led us, why we started this Chinese-speaking students' work and so forth. Then I also mentioned about this 600. Then he said, well, he says, I don't know that we should report to you how many baptized. Then he said, Actually, that year they have 16 baptized. 16 added to 584. It's exactly 600. Not one more, not one less. You can see how important our prayer is. If we pray, we sincerely pray, the Lord will sincerely answer your prayer. It is not just that time, even a month ago, right? We had the four conference in New Jersey. Is that a month ago, right? No, already. Before that time we prayed, this conference, we want 30 baptized. And during the conference, 28 were baptized. Then again, we say, almost the same. But we still say, no. We pray, ask for 30. It has to be 30, but how come only 28? But even though then there are two sisters, when they were in the conference, they did not want to be baptized. But right after the conference was over, just within one is within 3 days, another within 5 days, and both of them baptized. And so we did get our quota, 30. Amen. So I want to mention these things to encourage you that if you cannot go to the front line, but at least you need to pray. And that all of us should really believe if we sincerely pray, the Lord will sincerely answer our prayers. Amen. And so the second thing is we need to pray. Now, if you don't go, if you also don't pray, then the third thing you can do is that is give. In order to preach the gospel, usually you need to have some money to buy the either to print the gospel tracts, or sometimes when we're in school, we need to purchase the bus tickets so that gospel friends can come, and so we need to have some money. But again, those years in Taiwan, the economy was not very good, like later, and so we don't have money. That's all. And then, you know, in Taipei Hall 1, that hall can seat 1,500 people. But those days, they did not have air conditioning. And so then Brother Lee designed that huge meeting hall, but always the open up doors and many windows on top. Actually, that big meeting hall, they have 2,000 pieces of glasses. So every last morning, 8 o'clock, we young people had to go there and climb up the stairway to clean the window from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Then 10 o'clock, the meeting starts. And that time we tried to buy some breakfast, not very simple breakfast, just give them some Chinese pancake. And then eventually we did not have money to buy the simple breakfast for these young people. But they still came to clean the window. And then some of the saints in the United States heard this. At that time, a group of saints in San Francisco, in the other big city is
Los Angeles. Los Angeles.
It's a group of saints in Los Angeles. That time, Los Angeles had the meeting, but they did not officially have the church in Los Angeles. But anyway, this group of brothers heard that we were in a very poor financial condition, so they sent $300 to us, and especially say, this is for the young people's work. This is for the young people. Now, that time, $1 equivalent to 40 Taiwanese yuan. So $300 equal to how much? No, 12,000, right? Yeah, 12,000 Taiwanese money. Oh, then we're very happy. Then we went to, because they mark, this is for the young people. And so then we went to the elders. We said, now we have money, now we can go out to preach the gospel. And now that time, it's not just my high school, actually the top, the five best high schoolers came together and to preach the gospel. But before we started, there's the typhoon came. Those days, all those many building, many people retreated from China mainland to Taiwan. And some of them belong to the military, so they have no money. So they built very simple buildings, like the roof was just dry, the dry store as the roof. So, yeah. Yeah. Then when the typhoon came, it's just like 2 years ago we had this, what's the name?
Sandy.
That typhoon is stronger than Sandy. And all the roof was blown away. And so all the many houses collapsed. And so many saints had no place to stay. And so then the elders came to us. He said, you know, many of our saints have no place to sleep. And can you give us that $300, that 12,000? Then, of course, the elders said, yeah, we also saw that many of those saints, they have no place to sleep. And so, of course, then we'd get the money to these saints. It suffered that from that typhoon. Okay, then after a period of time, the elders came to us. They said, you say you will preach the gospel. Why you didn't do anything? We thought we gave you all the money. Then how come you blame us? Not? Then the elders said, what? You have no money, then you can not preach the gospel? You have no money. You pray, ask the Lord to give you money. From where can we get the money? Then he said, at least you have the pocket money, and give all your pocket money out, and you still can preach the gospel. You don't have to be kneeling there to preach the gospel. Okay, so what can we do? Then we just put our, our parents, of course, always gave us some pocket money. And so we just don't buy any more the can of the other things. Then we just put money together to buy some of the bus tickets for the students to come. And we also prepare refreshment, and so we are. Some of the store is very good. They let us have the this things first. And so after we finish the gospel conference, then we give them the money then. But anyway, so the Lord really blessed us. And during the winter training, winter vacation, then we had the gospel. Five top high schools came together. We had the gospel conference. Really, many people got saved. And really, the Lord's mercy. And then, so afterwards, then we started to count the money. And then, eventually, we discovered the Lord's mercy that we pretty much can cover all the expenses. We only short of 13 cents. Remember, when U.S. dollars is 40 Taiwanese yuan, but that Taiwanese yuan is only 13 cents. 13 cents only can buy half of the pancake. But then we said, well, we are short 13 cents. Then again, the Chinese bad habit, almost the same. But then a brother said, oh, no, we didn't show anything, and that 13 cents is in my pocket. He said, actually, the Lord asked him to put the 13 cents into the offering box. But then he said, this 13 cents means nothing. You even cannot buy one pancake, only half a pancake. And so then he said, that's why he did not put the money in the offering box. He said, the 13 cents means nothing. But then the Lord told him, so that 13 cents in the offering box. Then he quickly pour out the 13 cents and put in the offering box. Then eventually we did not short of anything. Amen. And so don't think that I'm poor, I don't have money. And well, so whatever we have, we can just put in. And then you are also, in other words, you are also participate in the gospel work. Therefore, all of us, to me, there's no excuse why we cannot participate in the gospel preaching. We all can participate in the gospel meeting. So I really pray that all of us, when we come to the book of Romans, may the Lord be merciful to us, that we can all participate in this most important thing, the most important service, and so that the Lord will see that we have such a mission. And actually, it is really the Lord's mercy that we have opportunity to give the good news to people around us. And so then the Lord will come back sooner. The Lord will come back soon. So may the Lord be merciful to us so we can all participate in this matter of gospel preaching. Okay.
Praise the Lord. We all can participate in the gospel. We want to announce that we will have, of course, the monthly Chinese-speaking gospel meeting the first Saturday, and we'll have our next English gospel meeting on December 13th. So it's not too early to pray, amen, to go and invite, amen, even to give for the need of the gospel. The book room still has the calendars available. If you ordered those books, calendars, you can pick them up. We also want to let the saints know the Lord had answered the prayers for NYU. We had 70 there at the Truth Forum at NYU on Wednesday. 10 new ones came. And most all the new ones that I could watch when we had the call to pray, they were praying. And I talked to a few after the meeting. Talked to one young man who I talked to before the meeting. He was not a believer. probably from a Middle Eastern country. I'm not exactly sure, but anyway, I didn't ask that much. But afterwards, he was very touched by the meeting, and he said he prayed with us. And then he had this very important question. He said, why would Christ allow himself to be crucified? Why the crucifixion? So this is a very thoughtful young man. So we had a good fellowship afterwards. And then last night, the Korean-speaking gospel meeting in Manhattan, they had three new ones, and their prayer was that one of the friends had not been baptized yet, and she got baptized. Or was it a sister? I don't know. Anyway, one got baptized. So the Lord is answering our prayers in the gospel. So let us sing a few verses of hymn 469 while the saints from all the languages can go to your prophesying meeting in, by language. And let's sing hymn 469. How about we sing verses 1, 3, and 5? Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? Who will be his helpers, other lives to bring? Who will leave the world's side? Who will face the foe? Who is on the Lord's side? Who for him will go? Amen. And then after we sing this hymn, the brothers will have the mic set up and we can prophesy. According to whatever, you want to strengthen the message on chapter 1, that's good. If you want to share what you've enjoyed this week in the morning watch and morning revival sheets, that's good. Whatever you have, it'd be good to feed the saints. So let's sing 469 verses 1, 3, and 5.